We begin our program today with Jeremy Jiggett, and he represents the Garden City Community College Endowment Fund. He's going to explain a little bit more about that and what they're doing during the 34th annual Phone-a-thon.
Well, the Phone-a-thon is conducted for 8 nights. We call from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We call Monday through Thursday. We do not call on Friday or the weekends. No one's home. They're all at sporting events. Our callers are all volunteers. They are program students on their campus. They are faculty, they are staff members, as well as members of our community that support the Endowment Association. What we do is we have a list of callers that we process out of our donors every year, and thus those are the individuals we call. Everybody who received a direct mail solicitation is on our calling list. If they sent their solicitation letter in with a donation, then they're removed from the calling list. So if you haven't sent in your donation letter, you will be getting a call.
This goes on for a couple of weeks.
And we will continue until October 10th. That is our final night. And that night, our members of our board of directors will be calling.
Jeremy, some of the things that people need to know are that if people have their caller IDs, they're going to see an unusual phone number if they get a call from you guys.
Yes, all of our phones have been donated by Verizon Wireless. This is the fourth year they've donated their phones, and we are very thankful for their support. Previously, back in the day when we had to use the old manual telephones and telephone lines and landlines, it was costing us around $3,000 a year to conduct our phone-a-thon. Verizon Wireless donates the telephones, donates all the airtime, which is a huge cost saving for us. But the downside is all of their phones will have a 913 area code. So if you see a 913 area code calling you between 6 and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday for the next 2 weeks, that's us. We're asking you for your support.
What is the 913 area code? Do you know?
Johnson County.
Okay. I'll begin to wrap up our interview with Jeremy Jiggett, the Garden City Community College Endowment Association, their 34th annual phone-a-thon. Now, this money raised, first of all, explain a little bit what the Endowment Association does and then your goal for this campaign.
Well, the Endowment Association was established in 1966 to provide all of the academic and technical scholarships on the campus of Garden City Community College. We are an independent organization from the college. I am governed by an independent board of directors. The college has no decision-making in what we do, nor do we have any decision-making in the college decisions as well. We are simply to provide scholarships and grants on the campus of the community college. Last year, we provided over $452,000 in scholarships on the campus of the college, as well as over $71,000 in grants to support the college programs. And in fact, today we will also be announcing the application process for the faculty and staff at the community college for the fall grants that are provided by the Mary Jo Williams Charitable Trust. Last year, those grants amounted to over $52,000. So we're very hopeful that this year we can do the same as well. And we're very thankful for the support of the Mary Jo Williams Charitable Trust as well.
You have a lot going on there. Anything else you want to focus on this morning?
Well, this year, our goal for the phone-a-thon is to raise over $80,000 in the next 2 weeks. So, you know, if you want to support the college and you want to support the students, answer the phone and make a pledge.
Sounds like you're doing a lot of great things, and we do appreciate you coming on. Jeremy Jiggett with the Garden City Community College Endowment Association, their 34th annual phone-a-thon, which is going on all the way until when?
October 10th. We start tonight, and we continue through to October 10th.
Sounds like you're doing a lot of good things for the college, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a good day.